Hello, everyone, and welcome to our final edition of the Anderson Healy Show for the 2020-2021 academic year. The Anderson Healy Show is presented by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball. I'm joined by Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Each week for the past 8 months, Ray and I have been here to bring you all the latest news from the realm of Sun Devil Athletics. And as I say good day to my co-host Ray Anderson this afternoon, Ray, the athletic department at Arizona State may exist for another 800 years and yet may never again experience the kind of year your department and our entire world had to deal with these past few months, correct?
Correct. And good afternoon to you, Tim. Good day to everyone out there in Sun Devil Nation. And you couldn't be more truthful. Hopefully, never again in the history of Sun Devil Athletics will the department and the folks who love this university and this athletic department have to endure a year like we did with the pandemic and the chaos of COVID-19. It was no fun. It was exhaustive. But you know what? We made our way through. We continue to make our way through, and the skies are brightening up for next year. But boy, this last 8 months, no question, it's been a chore.
It sure has. And this being our 33rd and final show of the school year, Ray and I are going to spend some time with you this week looking back on some of the top stories, some of the top moments, individuals, and teams that made news in Sun Devil Athletics in 2020 and 2021. But first, we're going to get you caught up on some of the current breaking news in ASU and Pac-12 sports this week. And we begin literally at the top, as in new leadership for the Pac-12 conference. Last week brought the announcement that George Kliavkov, the president of entertainment and sports for MGM Resorts International, has been appointed as the new commissioner of the Pac-12 conference. He will replace Larry Scott, who will be leaving his post a year early come June. Ray, George Kliavkov, a man with extensive experience in live sports and entertainment, fan experience, content creation, and distribution in his capacity at MGM Resorts. It seems in many respects like his hire is a slam dunk. What's your take on the new commissioner of the Pac-12 conference?
Well, you know, George Kliavka has a very impressive background. He's done a number of things. Most importantly, he's gone into situations where there were good bones, but you just needed to improve and really advance the culture and the operation. George has been very successful at doing that. A lot of entertainment, a lot of media deals, a lot of digital experience. Hearst Corporation, NBC Universal, MGM Grand Resorts properties. He's got a real impressive background. I'm very, very optimistic. Had a chance to spend a lot of time with George last week because, you know, we did the pressers and the press conference, and all those introductions were done very stealthily here at ASU because they knew we could pull it off. So I had a lot of chance to chat with him. What I like about him, Tim, is he's a very smart guy, but he will tell you unequivocally, I know what I don't know. And so I'm going to lean on experienced people and resources to help me figure out football and some other of the things operationally that aren't my strength necessarily. But I'm going to put that together with the strengths that I know I have, and we're going to advance this conference in partnership with the ADs and the chancellors and the presidents and the faculty athletic reps and the coaches across all sports. I'm a relationship guy, and that's going to make the difference in how I want to manage and collaborate and be partners with the leaders in the conference. Very enthusiastic about his approach. I think we've got a grand slam commissioner, Tim, to use a baseball metaphor, which I know you appreciate.
Absolutely. Ray, what do you think will be the main issues confronting Commissioner Kliavkov and will require his immediate attention as he assumes his new role? And how would you summarize the Larry Scott era as he steps down from his 11-year stint as conference commissioner?
Well, it's a different landscape now. The college world is changing in terms of the media rights, name, image, and likeness, needing to expand the college football playoff. The world is changing. Larry was good for his 11 years. I really believe that. But it's time for change. And I think George Kliavkov will bring the appropriate change. He's going to focus in on upgrading our network and our media value proposition. You know, we've got too big a gap between us and the SEC and the Big Ten Conference, as an example. He understands that you've got to push us toward the next media right deals that will bring us a value more akin to what our competitors are getting. He understands that the college football playoffs has to expand to accommodate the Pac-12 and others. We have a different football model than the SEC and the ACC, where that's really what they do. And so they're going to continue to dominate because that's their thing. We're more across the board sports, conference of champions, a whole lot of sports to support, not just football. And so if we want to get in the college football playoff, we need to expand the number of teams that are eligible, including an automatic spot for the Pac-12 champion. So that's something that's big on his agenda. And then the other one is just improving his relationships across all 12 conferences. No preferential treatment. Treat everybody equally as a partner, and that's what he's going to endeavor to do. So those three things he articulated, Tim, very appropriately in my view. I just like the guy. He's very genuine, very confident, but also he just comes across as very kind of normal. He's not arrogant. The way he treated all of our staff while he was here, you would have thought he's known them for 5 or 6 years, just respectful and warm and engaging and curious. All the qualities that you look at someone and say, you know what, they're going to give him a chance because he could be really dynamite.
Down to earth, it sounds like to me.
Very down to earth. Very down to earth. I'll give you an example. One of the things you said is, I want to go on a listening tour as soon as I can of all 12 campuses as soon as I start. I want to see the campuses. I want to see the senior women's administrator. I want to meet some of the administrators. I want to meet the faculty athletic reps. I just want to get to know what the campus environment is about. Very strategic thing to do. And then accepted my recommendation immediately that even before that, we're going to bring all 12 athletic directors up to you in Las Vegas, and we're going to huddle with you for a day and a half just so that we can get to know you. You get to know us as partners. We can talk about the issues and the concerns and the changes in the collegiate landscape that we're going to be working on together. He couldn't embrace that more enthusiastically. And so those plans are already almost completely set. So literally when he finishes at the MGM Grand, literally the next week, he's going to have all 12 ADs coming up to spend time with him so that we get to know each other. He couldn't have been more enthusiastic about the idea.
Well, we look forward to meeting him, and we wish him the best. George Kliavkov, the new commissioner of the Pac-12 Conference, taking over in June. Now let's get to the top stories in Arizona State sports this past week. The long-anticipated NCAA Men's and Women's Golf Championships are about to get underway at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale, with the Women's Championships set to begin later this week on Friday, May 21st. And for the fourth straight time and the 36th time overall in program history, the Arizona State women's golf team will be competing in the NCAA championships. The Sun Devils earned their way to Greyhawk by finishing in a second place tie at last week's NCAA regional in Columbus, Ohio. And all year long, Ray, Coach Missy Farkay has been getting her team focused on making it to Greyhawk to have a chance to play for the national championship in their backyard, and they've earned that opportunity and will get that chance starting Friday.
They sure will, and Missy's done a fabulous job under challenging circumstances, as we all know, but she never missed a day and didn't intend to miss a day and won't miss a day at Greyhawk in our backyard. We're the host institution, Greyhawk Golf Club, under the directorship, leadership of Greg Trias. The Thunderbirds are involved. Our folks are up there. They say it looks absolutely fantastic with how the NCAA and Greyhawk have set it up. So we will tee off starting Friday, and we'll be in the we'll be in hunt for the championship. You know, we won it, I think it was 3 years ago in Missy's second year. This will be a repeat opportunity. So we're very enthusiastic, very proud of Missy and our women's golf team. It's free admission and free parking, oh, by the way. And so encourage everybody to get out there, Tim.
You can't beat that for sure. And again, the NCAA Women's Golf Championships will begin this Friday, May 21st, and will run through next Wednesday, the 26th, when the new national champion will be crowned. Meanwhile, ASU superstar Lynn Grant is one of 10 individuals to earn a spot on the final watch list for the Annika Award, which is given annually to the top collegiate female golfer in the country. Lynn is currently number one on GolfStat's latest individual rankings, and because of that, Ray, it would seem as though she has an excellent chance to win the Annika Award when the winner is announced next week.
I don't think there's any question, and she'll finish very strong at the championship this weekend, Tim. We're very confident about that. So is poised to get that recognition, and so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But she'll have a really good tournament. And it will be difficult to turn her away from the number one ranking.
Meanwhile, as we record this final show of the year, the Sun Devil men's golf team is competing literally as we speak at their NCAA regionals in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Coach Matt Thurman's Sun Devil golfers are the number two seed in their regional behind top-seeded Oklahoma. And as the women did, Ray, the Sun Devil men hope to earn their way to Greyhawk for the men's NCAA championships, which will get underway a week from this Friday, May 28th.
Indeed, and as you say, at Greyhawk as well. First time, I think, in NCAA history for 3 years in a row, an institution, ASU, will be hosting both the men and the women championships in our backyard. So the men, last I checked, were solidly in third place in the regional. They have to finish in the top five. We have one more day of competition. So at this point, we have to be quite confident that they, too, like our women, will be coming home to compete for the national championship in our backyard at Greyhawk, Tim. So keep your fingers crossed for the next 24, 36 hours, and we'll get both of our teams here playing for the championship in front of a hometown crowd. Again, no charge for admission, no charge for parking. It's going to be really fun. Again, the Thunderbirds are helping out. The city of Scottsdale couldn't be a better partner. And, of course, Greg Trias and his folks are phenomenal. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, here's hoping that the Sun Devil Nation will turn out in force to support both the men, the women this weekend, and hopefully the men next weekend at Greyhawk. Other big news this week, NCAA regional play is returning to Farrington Stadium on the ASU campus later this week as the Sun Devil softball team is a number 15 national seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. Arizona State will host a four-team regional at Farrington Stadium that begins this Thursday, May 20th. The 32-14 Sun Devils of Coach Tricia Ford will take on Southern Illinois at 7 p.m. Thursday night, May 20th at Farrington. The first game of the day will have BYU going up against Virginia Tech in a 4:30 start. Southern Illinois, a 37-14 record, figures to be a formidable four-seed opponent for Arizona State. But, Ray, so great to have softball hosting a regional once again.
No question, particularly after a year like we've had with limited fan attendance. The NCAA is going to allow us to, and we're going to be able to accommodate 50% capacity, so we're happy about that. Certainly our team is happy because a lot of that will be hometown crowd, we fully anticipate. But, yeah, Southern Illinois, if you're in the tournament, you're a formidable opponent. So we'll have to be ready on top of our game at 7 o'clock on Thursday. But Coach Ford and this team has played gritty softball all year long, and we look forward to a really good host opportunity here. Starting Thursday, Tim.
This will be Arizona State's 16th straight NCAA tournament appearance, and the Sun Devils are hosting a regional for the seventh time since 2007 and for the first time since 2018 when Tricia Ford's team made it back to Oklahoma City in the Women's College World Series. Ray, there's been a lot of conversation on social media this week indicating people from the Pac-12 saying that they felt the league was disrespected by the NCAA in the seedings for the upcoming softball tournament. The argument being that Southeastern Conference teams earned 6 of the top 9 seeds in the tournament, while the Pac-12 only got 1 top 10 seed, UCLA at number 2. Arizona is seeded 11th, Arizona State 15th, Washington 16th. What's your take on all that?
My take on is that we have every right to be disappointed in the NCAA and their seeding this year. There's no way that our teams with their polling should end up with lower seeds than so many of those teams in the SEC. So I think it may have been driven by the fact that in advance they had probably made some decisions based on whether or not they thought the hosting cities could handle COVID. I think there is certainly some legitimacy to that. But it did a disservice, very frankly, to our conference, given the rankings we had coming in and going out of the season. So it's a legitimate beef, and hopefully the NCAA will recognize it and be open-minded to understanding that they got to do better next time. So the criticism, in my view, is very justified, and the NCAA needs to do better.
Meanwhile, 6 Sun Devil softball players earned all Pac-12 honors this past week. Catcher Maddie Hackbarth was named to the first team all Pac-12 squad for 2021. Maddie leads the Pac-12 with an ASU single season record 20 home runs and also leads the conference with her 58 RBIs. Left fielder McKenna Harper was selected second team all Pac-12. And then Maddie's sister, outfielder Kendra Hackbarth, made third team all conference. Outfielder Jasmine Hill and pitcher Lindsay Lopez made third-team All-Conference and were selected to the Pac-12 All-Freshman team. And pitcher Allison Royalty also named third-team All-Pac-12. 6 very deserving honorees, Ray, all of them All-Pac-12 softball players for 2021.
No question. All 6 of our young women had tremendous seasons, and it's not over yet. But it's nice to have the recognition. And that's a lot of young women to be named to the All-Star team. It's a reflection of the quality of the roster and also the quality of the training and development they get under Coach Ford and her staff. That because you're hitting, pitching, you're playing defense, you're running the bases, and all of that is reflected in the skill sets of these 6 young women. So pretty exciting stuff, Tim.
Absolutely. Both men's and women's tennis teams at ASU had outstanding seasons that ended for both in round 2 of their NCAA tournaments. This week, however, one student athlete from each team will begin competition in the NCAA singles championships as ASU's Ilza Hadding and Nathan Ponwith will compete in the singles portion of the NCAA championships, Ray, coming up in Orlando, Florida.
No doubt, both Ilza and Tim as singles players had really strong years, and so they'll go down there competing as individuals, but certainly as Arizona State Sun Devils in the singles championships respectively, so that will be fun. And both of our teams, our men's and women's team, Matt with the win, Sheila with the women, got to the second round in a really, really tough draw, so very solid years. Continue to have success there, continuing to build those programs as well. So it's exciting to see what's going on in our tennis programs. Sheila's always there in the hunt, fighting hard. And Matt, in his 4 years now, is showing that he has equal grit and determination. So we're in good hands there and really, really proud of what they're doing.
Still lots more to discuss on this, our final edition of the Anderson Healy Show for the 2020-2021 academic year. Coming up, yet another Pac-12 Player of the Week award for red-hot freshman baseball slugger Ethan Long, 4 Pac-12 individual championships in Sun Devil track and field, and an all-time best national finish for Sun Devil water polo. Plus, later on, Ray and I will look back at some of the biggest sports stories of the year at Arizona State. All that straight ahead, but first, this timeout on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Welcome to the show. Are you ready? Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Hey, Sun Devils fans, this is Ron. I work at Johnsonville Sausage and have a quick public service announcement. Please be careful with those pitchforks. Our family-owned company has been making Johnsonville sausages since 1945. Our golden rule? Never, ever pierce a brat on your tailgate grill. Use tongs instead if you want to keep those juices inside. By all means, plant Sparky's fork in the end zone. Just don't pitchfork the sausage. That's a tailgate tip made the Johnsonville way.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
We continue now with our final edition of the Anderson Healy Show for the academic year at Arizona State. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad you joined us this week. Sun Devil water polo ended its 2021 season with the highest national finish in program history. Coach Todd Clapper's team finished third at last week's NCAA championships in Los Angeles. ASU defeated Michigan 9-5 in the quarterfinals before falling 10-4 to eventual national champion USC in the semifinals. In addition, Ray, Sun Devil senior Benta Roja was named to the all-tournament team at the NCAA championship. She had three goals in the two games, giving her 151 for her career as she finished eighth all-time in program history in goals scored.
No question. Coach Clapper has done an amazing job with our water polo team. You know, the Pac-12 is certainly the dominant conference, and to lose to the eventual national champion, USC, in the semis, shows that, you know, we're knocking on the door and we're not going to stop. I exchanged messages with Todd, and he was very pleased with the overall performance, but declares we're getting better, and we've got a chance to get better next year. So third in the nation, that's a tremendous accomplishment in a strong conference. So should be very proud. And then Benta, what can you say about Benta? She's just a goal scoring machine. She really knows how to do wonderful things in the water with that ball, getting in the net being one of them. So congratulations to her for being on the all tournament team. It was a great year for women's water polo. And we fought through COVID challenges, and they were not affected. They fought through. They weren't going to be derailed. They committed to do whatever they needed to do as a program, Tim, to not have COVID or the pandemic stop them from their goal. And they were successful. Really proud of them.
Four Sun Devils earned individual titles at last week's Pac-12 Track and Field Championships, also held last weekend in Los Angeles. Three of Arizona State's four Pac-12 champions were throwers, which should come as no surprise to anyone who follows Sun Devil track and field, because ASU has had some of the best throwers in the nation in recent years. Sun Devils won both the men's and women's javelin as Carlin Nassant earned the men's title with a throw of 226 feet, 6 inches. And I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Alize Menard took the women's javelin with a toss of 181 feet, 5 inches. Meanwhile, Yurinde Van Klinken won the women's discus, and her winning throw of 205 feet, 3 inches was not only the second best in Arizona State history, but it is the best in the NCAA this year. Arizona State's other Pac-12 champ in Los Angeles last week, Jamar Marshall Jr., winning the 110-meter hurdles, tying his ASU record time of 13.49 seconds with teammate Kentre Patterson right behind him in second place at 13.56 seconds. That's the third best time in ASU history. And by the way, Jamar Marshall, the first Sun Devil to win the Pac-12 title in the 110-meter hurdles since 1986 and 87. Team-wise, Ray, the ASU women finished third at Pac-12s. The men finished fourth. A solid showing, I would say, all around by Sun Devil track and field at the conference championships.
Oh, no question. Coach Dion and Coach Blue in particular leading the runners and then the throwers have done a magnificent job to have Carla, Aliza, Arende, and Jamar all at the top of the podium in their respective events was quite the showing. You know, third for the women and fourth for the men in a strong conference is reflective of the improvement we're making with Coach Dion Miller. So proud of this program. But these are young folks, too, oh, by the way, who are going to come back and help us recruit additional talent to the program. So across the board, we're getting better. So track and field is a bright spot for Sun Devil Athletics and really, really pleased for Dion and Coach Blue.
And still more competing to come for track and field this year is next up the NCAA prelims hosted by Texas A&M on May 26th through the 29th. For the third time in the last 4 weeks, Sun Devil baseball freshman slugger Ethan Long has been named the Pac-12 Player of the Week. And this week, in addition, Ethan has been chosen as the unanimous National Player of the Week for his continued hot hitting and helping the Arizona State baseball team in a late season surge toward a likely NCAA tournament bid. In four games last week, Ethan Long batted 500 with four homers and 12 RBIs. He led ASU to a huge 2-1 series win over the always formidable Oregon State Beavers. Long hit a dramatic walk-off three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning in Friday's series opener off of the top closer in the country, Oregon State's Jake Mulholland, to give Arizona State a 9-6 win. And then the next night, Long belted home runs in his first two at-bats, finished the evening strong and helped pave the way to an 11-5 Sun Devil victory. Ethan now leads the Pac-12 with his 16 home runs. 15 of them have come in the last 16 games, a span in which he's hitting .462 with 37 RBIs. I've been around this program a long time, Ray, and I don't remember anyone having a hot streak. Even Spencer Torkelson, as great as he was, I'm just not sure that anyone in recent memory has had a stretch like Ethan Long has enjoyed over the last month.
No question, Tim, and savor it because it's unlikely in your lifetime and mine you're going to see this kind of performance. It's extraordinary. I mean, exquisite. I mean, this is a freshman going against the top reliever in the country and just beat him up. Was not at all intimidated, not at all fearful. And he swings the bat. He does it with such confidence, but also with style and grace. He's fun to watch now. He's fun to watch. And he's done it in big moments when his team really needed him. That walk-off three-home run the other night just kind of put the exclamation point on the fact that we're grinding as a team and we're going to do what we need to do. And Oregon State is a top baseball program. And he came up big against big-time folks. And you got to be really impressed with him. You won't see many of the Ethan Long performances, folks, I can tell you. He's a rare, rare talent.
How hot is he? There was one stretch starting with his walk-off homer on Friday night, and then the next evening, home runs in his first two at-bats. Ethan hit three home runs in a span of five pitches that he saw in those three ABs. And he did it against an Oregon State team that entered the weekend with one of the top five staff earned run averages in all of college baseball. Ethan Long will lead the Sun Devils into a big series this weekend at USC as Arizona State continues to jockey for a spot in the NCAA tournament. I'd say, Ray, that Ethan Long is one of the best individual stories in Sun Devil athletics this past year. While the ASU baseball team, playing at such a high level despite the injury-related absence of their top three pitchers and potentially their best slugger, Connor Davis, an Auburn transfer who tore up his knee in fall ball and has been out for the year, I think baseball is one of the best team stories this past school year, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's hard to deny that under very difficult circumstances, they just keep clawing their way to good teams, claw their way to good results under chaotic circumstances. And so, yes, you have to acknowledge that you have some great individual performances. But what you've done baseball-wise without your starting pitchers and one of your relievers has been down, and then one of your potential sluggers that you were depending on, you got to give credit where credit is due. And so these last two series are also important. They're all important because we're trying to get to the postseason, as we know, and then go make some real noise. So you got to be pleased. You got to be also very impressed under circumstances what has happened.
Now, all this serves as our transition into the final two segments of this week's final show of the year, as Ray and I will review some of the top stories, best performances, and memorable moments in Sun Devil Athletics over the last 9 months. But before we do all that, let's take a break here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery has been a valley destination for nearly 45 years. Offering up some of the best sandwiches anywhere, DeFalco's is also the place to stock up on all your items for the big game. And after another Sun Devil victory, stop by DeFalco's and enjoy gourmet pizza, pasta, and salads, all made from scratch. DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery, just a Sun Devil home run away from the ASU campus on Scottsdale Road, just north of McDowell. Check us out at DeFalco'sDeli.com. DeFalco's, you know you want some.
Tim Hovick here. You know, I always promised myself if I ever owned my own Ford dealership, I'd run it with common sense, I'd hire some really awesome people, and I'd treat all of our customers like great friends. And I'd always be a super supporter of Arizona State University. That's how I do it. I call my dealership Santan Ford, and we're in Gilbert. It's where the Sun Devils go. See you here.
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
Welcome back to the Anderson Healy Show on the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play broadcaster for Sun Devil Athletics, joined by Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson on this, our final broadcast of the 2020-2021 academic year. You don't have to think long or hard to come up with what unquestionably was the biggest storyline in Sun Devil Athletics this past year, as ASU and the entire world has spent the last 14 months navigating through the most serious health pandemic of our lifetimes. COVID-19 and its far-reaching impact on the day-to-day operation of Sun Devil Athletics has been the story of the past year. And Ray, with your department having to deal with the issue of protecting the health and well-being of ASU's more than 600 student athletes, as well as hundreds of athletic department personnel, while at the same time assisting the student athletes in their quest to continue competing at the highest level and achieving at the highest academic level as well. What are your main reflections on this past year and how Sun Devil Athletics managed to cope in its own COVID crisis?
Well, certainly the chaos of COVID, the pandemic, was nothing we've ever seen. So the things that I'm most proud about is that we hung together, as a staff, but even student athletes and coaches understood, I think, early on that this was going to be a real challenge, and we had to figure our way toward discipline and following protocols as best we could, and also making sure that our academics didn't fall off because of the disappointment of not being able to compete and practice in normal routines. And so the combination of understanding that the student part of this mission has to continue at the highest level, even though we're being disappointed on the athletic part, the fact that they grasped that, they understood that, and people really drove that is something we're very proud of. Because, you know, our academic performance actually was up during mm-hmm. COVID because they took it serious, and the tutoring and the help from the counselors was very robust. And then we did a really good job on the mental health part of it, Tim, the counseling part, the consoling part, because their world was rocked when you take their passion away, i.e. athletics. So I'm really pleased that we just kept grinding our way through, and we had more success, relatively speaking, than a lot of other programs who had to shut down, had more prolonged freezes in terms of their activity than we did. And then our staff was able to stay together. We bought into this notion that, look, we have to survive together to thrive when we come out of it. So we're going to do whatever we have to do so that we don't have to have layoffs. We don't have to have furloughs. We don't have to have salary reductions. Yes, we're going to cut budgets across departments, but everybody's going to have to deal with that and buy into that. And they did, coaches, administrators, operations personnel. And so we were able to survive, and now we're in a position to thrive coming into this next full year. So that's the thing that I will always reflect is how hard it was, how chaotic it was, how exhausting it was, but also how gratifying it was to see that we could stay together as a team, student athletes, coaches, personnel, administrators, campus supporters, certainly Dr. Crow, our faculty athletic director. I mean, we stayed together in some tough times, and I'll always remember that, but we'll never want to repeat it.
Absolutely. Well said. I don't think any Sun Devil sport was hit harder by COVID-19 than your marquee sport, Arizona State football. A season that did not start until November 7th was forced after one game to pause activity for nearly a month due to a COVID outbreak within the ASU football program. The season ended up being limited to four games, of which Coach Herm Edwards' Sun Devils won two and probably could have or should have won the other two games. And one of the wins was one of the most memorable wins in recent program history, and historic 70-7 beatdown of arch rival Arizona in the Territorial Cup game December 11th in Tucson. Ray, what are your reflections on last football season, and what lies ahead in your mind for Sun Devil football in 2021?
Yeah, well, no doubt we were in the early parts of the nastiness of COVID was football. And you don't forget the other fall sports like soccer and others that were impacted, but we're talking about the marquee sport, fall sport was football. There was a lot of uncertainty. So we were unfortunately the victim of a lot of that uncertainty. And part of what we had to endure was that long 3-week break because of COVID ramifications. And so we were at a disadvantage. We should have won SC. We had UCLA after a 3-week break, and they had been able to play, kind of get us. But then the following two games against Oregon State, against Arizona, then Oregon State, I think certainly validated that this team had a chance to be really good if we played a whole season. That's water under the bridge. The 70-7 beatdown of U of A, I must tell you, though, was somewhat of a highlight, and we hope is a reflection of things to come. What do we think about the season coming up? Well, I think the fact that 90% of our football season ticket holders have renewed already is certainly an indication that our Sun Devil fans have this thinking that we might be a pretty formidable football team this year. We certainly think we've matured at a number of positions. We think we have depth on the defense, the offense, special teams. We think we have a marquee quarterback with good backups being developed. We think overall we've improved to the point where we could bring a very exciting and expect to bring a very exciting season to Sun Devil Nation this coming football season, Tim.
I can't wait, Ray. It was a team last year that was one of the best in the country at running the football. The running backs and the seasoned offensive line all return. And I think Arizona State defensively has a chance to be very, very special, getting better on the front end and experienced and talented on the back end and well-coached in every phase of play. It's going to be an exciting season, and it starts before you think, September 2nd. I can't wait for that day to come around.
Well, it's coming. We've got some summer training and summer school and training camp between now and then. But you know, and I know, and our fans know, that time goes fast, man. And it will be here in short order. And we'll be ready. I share the enthusiasm and look forward to a great summer and look even more forward to a fantastic fall of athletics here at ASU.
Now, football was not the only Arizona State sport impacted by COVID-19. Sun Devil hockey was forced to transition to an all Big Ten, all road game schedule this past year as a result of the pandemic. While the final record was 7-16-3, the effort was highly commendable given the circumstances under which these young men competed, and recruiting is proceeding at an elite level right now, Ray, in Coach Greg Power's hockey program.
Well, there's no question about it, and I think the respect that we got nationally and certainly in the Big Ten by being willing and capable of going on the road and playing all those games and being competitive in all but a couple of them really got everyone's attention about the seriousness and the commitment of collegiate ice hockey here at ASU. Coach Powers and his team and his staff did an extraordinary job because, you know, there are a couple road trips, Tim, where they were on the road for 3 weeks. Fortunately, what they were able to do is stay bubbled together, whereby we didn't lose any games for COVID-related results coming from us. By the way, some of that isolation also led us to the highest academic standing our team has had, because what else could they do on the road? Locked up in their hotels, but go to study hall and be disciplined about it, because Coach Powers wasn't going to allow them to do anything else. So the really good part of that is academically, they did even better than they normally do, which is to lead all of our men's programs in the academic side of the ledger. So it was a phenomenal performance.
Absolutely. Now, hockey, as we said, played an all-road game schedule. Arizona State swimming and diving took a completely unique and unprecedented approach to the pandemic, as Coach Bob Bowman elected to have his men's and women's swimming and diving teams, every athlete on both teams, redshirt this past season. An out-of-the-box move, Ray, that I think should pay big dividends for Coach Bowman and his program come next season and beyond.
There's no question. It was strategic, and it was the right thing to do, because a lot of those student athletes were ready for the national championships last year and were denied because of COVID. And then with the uncertainty of COVID, as we led up to mid-fall, the training regimen for swimmers is very very deliberate. And so to know that COVID could disrupt so many of our training sessions, and we also had a number of those kids who were getting ready for the Olympics, it just felt like we could cheat them out of another chance to have Pac-12 championship and NCAA championship experiences. We're not going to do that to them 2 years in a row. Let them train, let them develop. Oh, by the way, let them come. And a number of those kids ended up being in the master's program, so got an extra year of academic experience. And now they'll come back in a clearer environment, some of them training and probably a great chance of making the Olympic team. And they'll come back in full force next year. And our roster on the men's and women's side, with all these student athletes coming back, oh, it's going to be fun in swimming and diving, men and women next year. So I give Coach Bowman a lot of credit. And very frankly, I give our administration in our willingness to accommodate and be creative and take some risks in doing things. Because when we first announced it, I got to tell you, some of the other athletic directors in the Pac-12 were like, what are you guys doing? And then once it hit them and they realized it, they started calling it the ASU move. You know, maybe a couple of us, others should have done the ASU move and redshirted everything. It was too late for them. So we laugh a little bit because it was recognized for what it was, which was the right move for our student athletes, both athletically, but certainly academically, and to chase their passion of Pac-12 championships, NCAA championships, and Olympics at the highest level of training and development possible without the interruptions of this crazy pandemic was a good move for us, Tim.
Don't you think a lot of that innovative thinking, Ray, comes right from the top? I've always been impressed during his entire tenure here how President Michael Crow has always, I think, urged people around him to think outside the box. And that what Bob Bowman did this year with swimming, to me, is a great example of that.
There's no question. And once Coach Bowman and I talked about this idea of his, I went straight to Dr. Crow. And we talked about the strategy and the whys and wherefores. And he completely endorsed it, saying, I understand the strategy behind it, but more importantly, it's the right thing for our students. We don't want to cheat them out of a second year in a row of championship opportunity. And then they get a chance to also stay, and some of them work toward their master's. That's what higher education is all about. Yeah, this will challenge us to figure out some additional financing going forward. But we are willing to do that, and so go do it. It's innovative, but it's the right thing to do. So Dr. Crow gets a lot of the credit, because if he doesn't say yes, it doesn't happen.
While hockey played all road games and swimming took a collective redshirt year, the four-time defending national champion Arizona State women's triathlon program took the year off from competition. However, Coach Cliff English joined us on a recent Anderson Healy show a couple weeks ago. And Ray, remember, he was telling us how his program is on its way back to competing this fall, at which time they will try for a fifth national title.
Indeed. And the triathlon association, the triathlon industry, because it was right in the heart of COVID, all shut down. So it wasn't just us. It was across the board. The triathlon competition at the NCAA level was paused for the year. But that also gave the young women across the nation, and certainly here, a chance to continue training, development, get ahead with some of the academic stuff. And now we're the proverbial chomping at the bit to get back here in the fall to compete for yet another championship. Because, you know, you don't stop recruiting, oh, by the way, during this period. So Coach English is very optimistic about the roster that will have to compete literally week in and week out to get out there to be the top five riders, swimmers, runners representing our triathlon program. It's going to be a great experience with a lot of competition every week to see who gets into the next race. Be fun.
Both Sun Devil basketball programs had their seasons impacted by COVID-19. Bobby Hurley's ASU men's team and Charlie Turner Thorne's Sun Devil women's team both had games postponed or canceled due to COVID, in part because of that, also in part because of injuries. Neither team had the seasons that were hoped for at the start of the season, but both figure to come back strong next year, Ray. And the Sun Devil men's roster in particular has undergone a significant makeover during the offseason, as Coach Hurley has brought in 9 new players to his squad, and his group of Division I transfers coming in rated among the best group of that kind in the country, and some talented freshmen coming here as well. It's going to be a completely different team, but I think it's going to be a very competitive team. And the Sun Devil women were young this year and figure to gain a lot of valued experience this past year.
I think you're right on both accounts. Both the men and women teams were thought pretty good by COVID, and then some injuries on the men's side and some youth on the women's side certainly had an impact that wasn't positive. But overall, you have to be very enthusiastic about the way forward, because with this new transfer rule, essentially it's like free agency now, particularly in men's college basketball. Every program is going to see players leaving and then also transitioning, transferring in. And I think Bobby Hurley with our men's team has done a really solid job of picking the right guys in the transfer to bring in here. I think we're going to have a really strong roster. And then, of course, he lost 2-3 of his coaches, and I think he's done a really fine job getting folks in here who will fit the style that he wants to run with this new roster, primarily almost all new roster except for 3 guys next year. I think you're going to see a really talented team and a very fun one to watch. And then on the women's side, they were young. They really were. And I think the recruiting on the women's side, what Charlie has done, is significant. We lost a coach, brought in another one with significant experience who I think will really help Charlie and the women's side. So enthusiastic for the coming season on both basketballs, Tim. It's going to be exciting around here. I'm just optimistic about all of our programs and where they're headed. So it's going to be a really fun summer getting out finally now, I think, out of the chaos of the pandemic. Everybody gets kind of back. It is going to be a new normal, but kind of back into their more traditional routine of preparation and getting ready, get their minds right, new people coming in, getting acclimated without having to do everything remotely and virtually and with meetings that aren't happening and having to be postponed. You may detect a little of excitement in my voice because I'm really optimistic kind of across the board for next year. It's going to be fun.
I think it is going to be fun. And you hit on a good point. I think that's going to help particularly the men's program. Just the opportunity the kids will have to work together and practice and establish a chemistry that I don't think last year's team was able to because of COVID and the inability to, you know, work and practice together in the late summer.
There's no question. And that was one of the biggest challenges across all of our teams, where you had a number of freshmen coming in. It wasn't the normal bonding, chemistry building opportunity. You know, you were kept apart so often because of COVID mandates that they just didn't get a chance to interact. There weren't as many just engagement opportunities in the locker room, in the dining halls, around training, in the weight room, because everything was always spread out. Even in the meetings, it's all the distancing protocols. So you can't sit next to someone and thump them in the shoulder and say, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, look, pay attention. Or, hey, what do you think? You know, you didn't have any of those experiences that build chemistry. It is really important for the newcomers, the freshmen in particular. So that normalcy hopefully will return and that chemistry will build up. And then now you got a different opportunity to play together, compete together when the bell rings, when it's time. I really believe that.
Another sport impacted by COVID this past year, of course, Sun Devil volleyball. Their season had to be transitioned from a fall sport to a winter and spring sport because of COVID-19. And they played all Pac-12 competition this past year. And Like women's basketball, Coach Sonia Tomasevich's volleyball team fielded a very young, inexperienced squad, but one that got better as the season progressed. After losing 9 of their first 10 matches, Sonia's Sun Devils split their final 10 matches and showed decided improvement, Ray, down the stretch.
Indeed. Also, again, an underscoring of what we're just talking about. You got a bunch of freshmen coming in, and then they don't get a chance to interact and really build that team cohesiveness that is so important. But then as the season went on, you see they start competing better together. They start competing more effective together, even if they don't get the results in the win-loss columns. But the fact is, you know, they were playing 500 volleyball at the end of the year. And now going forward, you can have optimism that they're going to spend much more time together. And this young team now is going to be a lot of sophomores with a year of experience under their belts. We're going to be better.
There were Sun Devil teams and student athletes that gave us some great games and moments and seasons over the past 9 months. Ray and I will reflect on some of those moments when we wrap up our final show of the year after these messages. You're listening to the Anderson Healy Show on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Your dollars go farther at American Furniture Warehouse. Our tax refund event gets you the best prices around on the most amazing in-stock selection. Come in and see how far your dollars go on our large selection of sofas, sectionals, love seats, recliners, and accent chairs. Style, selection, and value are priority at American Furniture Warehouse, and we love helping you get the best prices around. So come into one of our lovely showrooms or check us out online at afw.com, a proud supporter of Sun Devil Athletics.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Whatever the world looks like, however you choose to learn, Arizona State University's immersive education is here. With in-person classes on campus, live classes delivered digitally through ASU Sync, and online degrees for flexible learning from ASU Online. Find the mode that fits your life at the university ranked number one in innovation by U.S. News & World Report. ASU. Learn to thrive. Here. Learn more at asu.edu.
At Chick-fil-A, we know a little thing like staying in can make a big difference. That's why it's our pleasure to come to you. Get all your Chick-fil-A favorites directly from our door to yours. Just open the Chick-fil-A app and select Chick-fil-A University at Mill. Choose the option for delivery and order your meal. Then a Chick-fil-A team member will personally deliver your order. It's that simple and just a tap away. So try Chick-fil-A delivery today. We look forward to serving you. And in the meantime, let's all take good care of each other. Chick-fil-A delivery is available for a limited time at participating locations.
We are back with our final segment of our final edition of the Anderson Healy Show for the 2020-2021 academic year. I'm Tim Healy, alongside of Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. Well, at least alongside in terms of the fact that we're in the same Zoom picture. But in any event, we want to thank you for joining us this week and really all season long. I'll tell you what, Ray, if I were asked to offer up my choice for the Sun Devil Team of the Year, I think I would have to go with a tip of the cap to the ASU wrestling team coached by Zeke Jones. Their fourth place finish at the NCAA Championships in St. Louis in mid-March was the Sun Devils' first podium finish since 1995. Arizona State led by 125-pounder Brandon Courtney, who was the national runner-up in his weight class in St. Louis, losing only to Iowa's top-ranked and indomitable Spencer Lee in the finals. It was a great season, Ray, by a program with its sights set on even better finishes in the years to come.
No question, finishing fourth nationally at the NCAA Championships was a real accomplishment. We're now back on the podium, you say, for the first time since 1995. Zeke has done a marvelous job building this program up, and our recruiting is at an elite level. And so the expectation literally is that we're going to go for the top spot on the podium over these courses, these next two or three seasons. And the program has elevated every year since he's come back and started to build it back. So very exciting for wrestling, very exciting for our wrestling fans in particular. And Tim, I don't think anybody could argue with you if you wanted to point to wrestling.
But there were some other outstanding team performances this year and some great stories authored this past season after having its season moved from fall to a winter-spring schedule due to COVID-19. Sun Devil Women's Soccer posted a 9-6-2 record, playing their home games this year inside of Sun Devil Stadium. They made the program's first NCAA tournament appearance since 2014, and in the tournament, Ray, they proved they belong. They shut out Siena 4-0 in the first round before falling in an overtime thriller, in fact, a double overtime thriller, 2-1 to ninth-seeded Duke in the round of 32. But what a great season it was for Graham Winkworth and his girls.
There's no question that Graham did a wonderful job dealing with the COVID chaos. Their typical season was canceled, so they had to wait all the way to the spring and play a schedule that was a good one. You know, the Pac-12 is good. And then to had some big victories, including against UCLA. And got into the tournament for the first time in 7 years, and then did a heck of a job back there, and it scared the Badoozy out of Duke, as we know. And so very enthusiastic about the forward way that this program is moving under Graham Winkworth as well. Women's soccer did a really nice job.
Another program that did a really nice job this year, the Sun Devil women's gymnastics team, ended up the season 9th in the nation, their highest finish since 2006, posted 4 of the top 16 scores in program history, placed 4th in the Pac-12 championships and 3rd in their NCAA regionals, produced an All-American in Hannah Scharf, and then a Kajikawa Award winner, the award that goes to the outstanding graduating male and female student athlete each year at Arizona State. And the co-winner of the female award this year was gymnast Cairo Leonard Baker. As under Jay and Jessica Santos, the program just continues to elevate, Ray, in level of performance and in caliber of athletes.
No question. The Santoses have come in here and really made a profound difference in this program from where we were when we first got here to number 9 in the nation, Tim, and number 3, 4 in the Pac-12 in a very strong women's gymnastics conference. And so the strides have been significant, and the recruiting is now at a level where we can be consistently knocking on that door year in and year out, and that's what we're trying to do. So really made strides, another stellar performance by one of our Olympic sports teams, women's gymnastics.
Now, a little bit ago, I gave you my pick for the team of the year. And if you asked me to pick the Arizona State student athlete of the year, how about an ex-Arizona Wildcat who is from Tucson, Arizona, transfers to ASU, and then proceeds to set the NCAA indoor record in the shot put this past February in Lubbock, Texas, wins the NCAA championship in the shot put a month later in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and then on several occasions this spring shatters the the Arizona State outdoor record in the discus throw. Of course, I'm talking about Turner Washington, the latest in a long line of Sun Devil greats in the throws, clearly an Olympic medal contender in the near future, Ray, and like I said, the latest in a long line of tremendous throwers in the Sun Devil track and field program.
No question. And I think people would be hard pressed to argue against Turner as the individual athlete of the year. What he's done is just phenomenal, and even more so for us because he left the U of A and came to a much better place and has been able to maximize his opportunity for performance. And he's really done so. But what he put up in terms of performance this year is really hard to beat. So no argument there from me, Tim.
Now, as far as female student athlete of the year, I would offer up my vote for Lynn Grant. Just this week, named one of the 10 finalists for the Annika Award as the top female collegiate golfer in the country, currently ranked number 1 in the latest Golf Stat rankings, top 5 finishes in all 6 events. in which she has competed this season. A lot of tremendous female student athletes having great seasons at Arizona State. But boy, what Lynn has done, and especially on the national stage, Ray, I just think she would get my vote.
Yeah. And again, Tim, you've done your homework. You know your sports, and you compare it to what the competition is and the number of folks competing for that positioning. And Lynn in women's golf, with the things that she put up in terms of exquisite performances all year, number one ranked now, and as we talked about earlier, very likely will get the national award as the number one golfer in the country. It's hard to argue that Lynn Grant is not that student athlete for us this year.
You've got a lot of candidates to be considered for Arizona State Sports Coach of the Year, but you have one, Ray, that has already been so designated, just recently so, by the Pac-12 Conference. Women's lacrosse coach Tim McCormick, the Pac-12 Coach of the Year for 2021. After leading lacrosse to the best season in its program history here at ASU, the Sun Devils finishing 10-6, 5-4 in conference play, the 10 overall wins, the 5 Pac-12 wins, both program records. And this program, Ray, just missed getting to postseason, and I think NCAA appearances are clearly on their horizon.
No question what Coach McCormick has done here in just his second year with this lacrosse program, which is just in our fifth year, I believe now, is really something to behold. He's done a really good job bringing a culture and a toughness to this team that is really fun to watch. So I think their upside is significant, well-deserved for Coach of the Year for Tim McCormick.
If you had a category for best human interest story in Sun Devil athletics in 2021, how about football player Jackson Hii, the first Chinese-born player in American college football history, walked on to the Arizona State program, got some playing time in the tail end of that blowout win over Arizona down in Tucson, and lo and behold, Jackson Hii scored a touchdown in the late stages of that ball game. And once he did, he became a national sensation. And what a great, great story he is. Literally and figuratively, I guess.
Yeah, he became an international sensation because they couldn't get enough hits in China for him. And then some follow-up coverage once we went up to play at Oregon State as well. So he was a national sensation. But he was all over the media in China, Tim. I mean, he was a star. He's a little sweetheart around the world now. But the really great thing is he's a great teammate. These players here and these coaches really love this young man. They love his gumption about walking in and wanting to have a walk-on opportunity. And that was accommodated. And then he just kept making his way into people's vision, making his way into their mindset. And finally, they were like, let's give the guy a chance. Let's put him on some special teams. And then, the story of his good buddy running back White, essentially going out of bounds so that they could say, put Jackson in. This is his time. Let him run and score. That was a wonderful story. There's no question about it. That was very heartfelt and very appropriate for Jackson Hii in this football program.
He is very special indeed. Now, away from the playing field, two continuing ongoing stories with Sun Devil Athletics this past year, Ray, and you touched on one, and that is the steady rise in graduation rates and the academic performance rating of Arizona State student athletes.
There's no question. And for us, very frankly, that's the primary reason we're here. That's why we believe the student athlete, the student comes from first, the athletics part of it comes second. And what Gene Boyd and Alonzo Jones and Andrea Lohr and Skipper have done down in our Office of Student Athlete Development, just the constant expectation, the constant support and encouragement that we're going to be academic people. And it means something to us. Our coaches have bought in, our administrators have bought in, our student athletes who come here know that that is the expectation. and we just continue to get better and better. It's really a pride point for us, but it's also our responsibility. If they wanted to be athlete-student, they would have had it that way instead of student-athlete. And so you come here, academics first. And if that's not of interest to you, this isn't your place. And we make that very clear to anybody who wants to be part of Sun Devil Athletics. And they've taken the banner and run with it. And look at how much better we're doing in our metrics. It's really quite gratifying, Tim.
Second big story ongoing, of course, away from the playing fields or the arenas is work on a new arena, work that got underway this school year on the brand new multi-purpose facility on campus, the facility that will be the future home of Sun Devil hockey, as well as volleyball and wrestling. The arena is set to be finished about a year from now in early 2022. And boy, that'll be exciting when that new venue opens up and your hockey team, which had to travel to all road games to play games in this pandemic, they'll have a nice new home of their own right here on campus.
It sure will, Tim. And the beauty of it is that it's truly a multi-purpose facility. Yes, it will be the home for hockey and wrestling and gymnastics, but it's a 5,000-seat arena that has a second regulation NHL-size ice rink for adults, youth leagues, student, club, high school, all kinds of events. And the arena itself will be 5,000 seats, but it converts to a 6,500-seat concert venue, conference center, family shows, graduations, esports competition, all kinds of things. So it will truly be a multi-purpose arena for a whole bunch of uses, both for ASU and for the public. And it's really exciting. I was driving by it today, and there's five or six really vertical pieces of steel already up higher than the elevator shafts. So it's real. It's coming up out of the ground. And so the actual completion date, Tim, is looking to be August, September of 2022. And then we'll have it ready for ice hockey November of 2022 for kind of the grand opening. So it's very exciting and it is very real. Really excited.
Absolutely. Finally, Ray, as we close out our broadcast for this year, what's your best guess as to what next year will look like and be like for Sun Devil Athletics? And in particular, we hope to see our fans back at Sun Devil Stadium this coming September 2nd for the scheduled football opener against Southern Utah, and hope to have our fans back in the stands this year. What will it look like, do you think, come fall, Ray?
Well, you know, I'm optimistic. And as we continue to make progress with the vaccination process and people feeling more protected, I think there's a sense that they're trying to push for, very frankly, full capacity. You know, the Diamondbacks here locally have declared they're going to full capacity here soon. The NFL has made it very clear in their venues they think they can make their way toward full capacity. So if they're able to do that in the pro venues here, then we have to have confidence we will be able to do that at our beautiful outdoor football facility. Certainly, there will be the appropriate protocols. We will do whatever we need to do to make sure that the health and safety folks know that we are going to comply. But the expectation and certainly the hope and the encouragement will be let our fans back in. The vaccination has gotten to a good point. Folks may still have to be masked. We'll figure that out. But we're enthusiastic, and we think that opening will be across the sports, Tim, indoors and out. And so we're looking in our minds to be able to accommodate these 90% renewal folks, because we want, if you're going to renew at 90%, we want every one of those to be in this stadium on Saturday nights coming up.
Well, my friend, what an uplifting way on which to drop the curtain on our final show of the year, the Anderson Healy Show, presented each week by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. We always thank them at the end of every show, but a big thank you for all these people on our final show of the year. Thanks to our great Senior Associate Athletic Director, Mark Brand, who is the producer of our show each week. Thanks to our terrific engineer, Sean Crespin of the Sun Devil Radio Network, for his technical expertise. And thanks to our inimitable show scheduler, the lovely Kim Nelson of Sun Devil Athletics, for her assistance as well. Ray, it's one of the highlights of my week to get a chance to chew the fat with you on Sun Devil Sports each and every week. It's been fun this past 8 months. Hope you and Buffy have a great summer, and we'll talk to you again in the fall. It'll be here before you know it.
Before you know it, Tim, it's always been a pleasure. Yeah, it's been a crazy year. We're winding down. To all of our fans, we wish you a very safe and happy summer. And we don't mind encouraging you to go get vaccinated. Go get vaccinated. We need all the help we can and to reduce any impediments in front of us from being able to get us all in here safely and keep us safe. So we would encourage that and have a great summer and be excited about what's going to happen on this campus next year with Sun Devils Athletics. So with that, we sign off by saying what, Tim?
Go One Devils. Last time, go Devils. Have a great summer, everybody, till we meet again. For Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for listening all year long to The Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
Circle K says, ASU fans, do like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents, guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K favorite snacks, from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up.
Welcome to the show. Are you ready for a ride?
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want
to
miss.
Skip the third-party fees and order your favorite food directly from Financia's. You can order online at Financia's.com or with our mobile app. Download the Financia's app to see our special offers and deals, save your favorites, pre-order our famous slice specials, even schedule your order for a future date. And, like always, it's very delicious, very Financia's. Financia's Pizzeria, a family tradition.
Termites are silent destroyers. They can tunnel through homes for years without a peep. Unless you've invited Truly Nolan to chase down and eliminate the problem. Truly Nolan's above and below ground treatments have been keeping homes termite-free for more than 80 years. Matter of fact, we believe our total termite protection plan is the most effective plan of its kind in the country. When Truly Nolan has termites in their sights, there's no escape. Schedule your free inspection and get $100 off termite control by going to TrulyNolan.com or call 800-GO-TRULY.